Hey, good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. It is a Thursday morning and the first Thursday here in the month of August, which means an opportunity for some of our regular guests here on the show. We'll be hearing from our folks over at NBAF in just a moment. A little later on, Perry Wiggins will join us from the Governor's Military Council. He is the executive director of that. From NBAF today, we've got three different folks on the line. Dr. Ken Burton, NBAF coordinator, joins us. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, Brandon. How are you this morning?
Hey, I'm doing well. Good to talk to you again. Katie Pulaski is on the line as well, NBAF Communications Director. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well, Brandon. Thanks for having us.
All right. Glad to hear that. Dr. Chuck Dodd is our featured guest here today. He is the Transition Program Manager at Plum Island Animal Disease Center. Welcome.
Thank you, Brandon. It's great to be here.
Absolutely. Good to talk to all three of you here again. It's we like to do this segment here to give people an opportunity to learn more about what's going on at the National Bio and Agri Defense Facility here in Manhattan, one of the bigger operations here locally. And Dr. Dodd, I'll just start off asking you, first of all, what's kind of your background and how did you end up associated with NBAF?
Sure, Brandon. I've only been working for USDA since last fall. Most of my career as a veterinarian has been with the U.S. Army, but early in my career, I served with my family for about 6 years in East Africa. I left full-time military service in 2016 in order for my wife and I to work at the Jordan University of Science and Technology in the Middle East. And then after that stint, we returned to the U.S., and I began working for K-State College of Veterinary Medicine in their Center for Outcomes Research in Epidemiology, mostly teaching epidemiology and helping with various types of beef cattle-related research, and then later focused more on outreach activities for the college, such as the birthing center at the Kansas State Fair. I basically loved working with students, the vet students, and as well as interacting with veterinarians across the state, and wholeheartedly just supporting K-State's mission, but eventually decided to start a new adventure with the USDA to help with the transition from Plum Island in New York to NBAF. So now I split my time between Manhattan and the East Coast, and I really enjoyed getting to know everyone at Plum Island. It's a really good team over there.
Well, talk about your experience, if you would, just a little bit, because not a lot of us get to travel to East Africa. What was that experience like for you, and how has that kind of helped shape your professional experience?
Brandon, our time in East Africa was almost magical. We really enjoyed it. Our kids were very young at the time. We worked in a very remote area for the most part in northern Tanzania. We also spent some time in Rwanda after the genocide and the war there. And we did a lot of more grassroots type projects related to animal health. We worked through an organization called Christian Veterinary Mission. And it was just a wonderful time for me as a veterinarian. I also got to learn firsthand what it's like to work with and live with some of the diseases that are fairly devastating in many parts of the world. And it was good for me to have that background and that perspective working with diseases that we are trying to keep out of the U.S. For obvious reasons. And so it was a great experience for me.
I'll bet it was. And, you know, they don't have near the resources in some of those countries, you know, that we have here, that we're fortunate to have here. And, you know, I imagine a disease over there when it affects an animal or supply of animals, that could be very, very devastating to some of those countries.
Indeed, it is. And I think that's as we consider what many of our scientists do that work in our laboratories for foreign animal diseases, they are not just preventing disease and improving animal health, but it's really protecting our livelihoods here in the U.S.
All right. Well, what are your primary responsibilities as the transition program manager?
Well, Brandon, my job is broken down into probably three main focus areas as I support the transition from Plum Island to InBath. So first off would be developing a new inventory system for biomaterials. So we already have one at Plum Island, but in order to help meet some of the needs at InBath, and many of these biomaterials are federally regulated. There's a lot of requirements that are involved. And so we're developing a more robust software platform to streamline this rather complex inventory and tailor it to meet future needs at InBath. My second focus area would be the scanning and processing of more than 66 years of documents, hard copy documents in Plum Island's biocontainment areas. So these are like lab notebooks and various testing reports. And many of these, are there in biocontainment. They can't leave biocontainment. And so in order to make them available to our InBath scientists and fuel future research, we're looking at all those hard copies and digitizing them, and we're even using, for example, text recognition technology to convert handwritten notes so that they can be searchable and more useful in the future. And so we're really enhancing a lot of the data that's been collected over the past decades. And so it's a great way to preserve what we've learned over time. A bigger part of my job, though, is preparing for the actual transfer of biomaterials that are required to move all of the science activities at Plum Island Animal Disease Center to InBath here in Manhattan. So much of what I do might be similar to how you would perhaps organize your house and go through your closets and storage shed and garage and organize or downsize before you move. Since Plum Island has really never moved, we have a lot of closets to go through, a lot of storage areas, and we have preparation. We also spend considerable time creating and testing packaging materials to ensure the actual move of the materials will be safe. We have several experienced partners working with us, and I'm continually impressed with their competence and professionalism. So our move will be phased over a significant amount of time as we stand up the diagnostic and research capabilities at InBath.
Now, will we notice those trucks as they come into Manhattan in the future? I mean, will it be noticeable kind of what that is?
You know, that's a great question, Brandon. And in the interest of national security, we have to keep details about it secure. But the planning that is going on into this process is pretty extensive, and it has multiple backup plans.
Okay, fair enough. That's good to know. And you know, with the archiving and the digitizing of some of those notes, will the hard copies, will those still be maintained, or how does that work?
That they will not. And so that once we digitize those, we basically go through a validation process to make sure that everything was captured properly. And so we actually add metadata, we add keywords, so they're going to be more searchable, they'll find it, but the actual, because they're hard copy pieces of paper, those will never be able to leave that biocontainment environment because it would be impossible to properly decontaminate them, and so eventually those will be destroyed through approved means.
Gotcha. Okay, we're visiting with Dr. Chuck Dodd, Transition Program Manager at Plum Island Animal Disease Center. Well, the Manhattan community has been eager to welcome scientists from Plum Island. What should the community know about the people behind the scenes?
Well, Brandon, I've been really amazed at the people I interact with at Plum Island. They're an exceptional team, and the camaraderie is amazing there. Definitely there's an island effect that is a great tight group of people. From my perspective, these are the unspoken heroes, and I've worked with a lot of so-called national heroes in the military, but when it comes to protecting American livelihoods, these scientists are just amazing. I think they do more to protect our livelihoods than anyone will ever know, simply because they're the quiet, calm professionals, very good at what they do, highly specialized, but at the same time, they're just like everyone else. They have families, they've immersed in their local neighborhoods and communities. And I think that's the strength of MBATH. MBATH is, you know, it's a world-class facility, but it's really the people working there that will make it great.
And kind of following up with that, what can the Manhattan community do to make people from the East Coast feel more at home?
Invite them to dinner. You know, many at Plum Island are excited to become part of the Manhattan community. They're mostly interested in knowing what the culture's like, what activities does Manhattan offer, what will it be like for the family, and where should they live. So I think if we were to ask what the community can do, I think it's just welcome them and recognize them for the heroes that they are, and indeed invite them to dinner, and as you get to know them, I think you'll witness their dedication to protecting our livelihoods. And Plum Island is a great place. It really is. Many are giving up a lot to move here. Many may miss the smell of the sea air on their way to work. On a lighter note, I think MBATH's little water feature out front might help that a little bit, make them feel a little bit more at home. And maybe we'd love to put one of the Plum Island ferries out at Tuttle or even Milford Lake. I think that'd be pretty exciting to do that, but it'd be hard to transport it here. I do think MBATH uniquely designed safety windows, by the way, in the labs. They add an extra incentive. That's one thing that Plum Island doesn't provide is when you're in the laboratories, you really can't see outside, and you might be in there all day and really not know what the weather's like. And so this will be a great asset at MBATH to be able to look out and see what's going on.
I think they'll like that, too. With the weather we get here in Kansas is probably a little different than it is up in New York and Connecticut, so that might be a good thing.
Yeah, no, it's probably more diverse here. The weather seems to have more extremes than it does over there. It's more Plum Island, the weather is more moderated by the water effect, and so it doesn't swing as much as it does here.
Hmm. All right, well, it's good visiting with you here. We're going to take a break and continue our conversation with our MBATH guests here on News Radio KMAN. Stay tuned. More after this.